The name of my story this morning is the beginning of the story that I told you last week. So in the lessons today, there is a miracle that Jesus performs when he attends a wedding. He turns water into wine. Jesus saves the day. However, my story doesn't have anything to do with weddings or wine. Sorry. Now, last Sunday, you might remember we had that beautiful snowfall. And it was just a small snowfall. And Uncle Floyd and Barabbas walked down to the church early so they could start shoveling the sidewalks at the church. And Gator was not quite ready yet, so he said he would follow along behind and just shortly. So later, when Gator did leave the house, he locked the door, just the way he always should, and started walking down the alley. Except that something happens. Sometimes it does happen to us, you know. We don't always do just what we had planned. So instead of walking straight to the church, Gator took the very path that led him to a place he shouldn't go. He went to a place that always put him in trouble. He walked to down at the river. That's where Gator lived before Uncle Floyd adopted him. It was a bad place. It is the very place where Officer Spud famously said, Gator should never go to that place again. And that's where he walked. Everything down at the river was covered in that clean white snow last Sunday morning. And it all looked rather beautiful, surprisingly. And Gator was looking at the river, which was right over here, which was just partially frozen. And he got a little stone. And he threw it. Just for fun. And he found another stone. And he threw it. And another stone. And he threw it. And another stone. And he threw it. And he noticed a bump over here. So, you know, it was all just covered in snow. So he threw this. He found this really big rock just to see if he could do it. And he threw it. Bam! And that was the big mistake that he made. It was... Under that bump was a large white cat that is a very mean cat, and he came roaring up out of the snow as a startled cat who has been asleep, and it's a nasty cat. He's the size of an alligator, as you can see, and he jumped on this little unsuspecting alligator and flipped him over and clawed at his underbelly where the alligator is tender. And Gator screamed out, ah, and Cat stopped and looked at who he had just been, you know, he had just been injuring. And it surprised himself. He said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you. And he flipped Gator back over. Surprisingly, Cat felt a little bit of remorse for what he had done for Gator. I didn't really mean to hurt you. And are you okay? But then under his breath, Cat said, sissy. Because he's a mean cat. Not all cats are. Most cats aren't. So Gator tried to walk, but it just hurt too much because when an alligator walks, his belly tends to touch the ground, and that's where he was so injured. Yeah. So this was another surprise that Cat did. He said, I will help you home. And so they got to Uncle Floyd's house in the back door, and Gator gave him the key so Cat could stand up. It's the key with the red dot on it. And opened the back door and laid the key down. And then Cat just dropped Gator on the floor there, belly up in the kitchen, where Uncle Floyd and Barabbas found him when they got home from church last Sunday, just a couple minutes later. And Gator slipped out the back door, and he relocked the door. But if he relocked the door, that means he still had the key. And he put the key in his pocket and smiled maliciously. The end. Well, to be continued.